Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, a couple of summers ago at my parents' house, our whole family went fishing. We find this nice spot with pools and long loops and bends in the river. The girls jabber as my father and I attach spinners to the ends of our fishing lines. And these lures are simple enough, stainless steel, silver spoon, to flash and flutter in the current. And each sports one of those treble hooks, right? Three barbed prongs to snag unsuspecting trout. Evangeline comes with me, and Alethea goes off with Grandpa Brett. And each duo begins to cast and reel in. And soon we each have a strike. The fishing poles bounce. We pull in our catches. And the girls are all grins on the shorelines. Fish! Fish! Yeah! Fish! But the fish are tiny. 4-inch rainbows that barely register above a minnow. So Dad and I throw them back into the water. Blunk. We have bigger fish to fry. And soon the girls have lost interest. But Dad and I are still angling for those leviathans. Those leviathans that live in the deep pools and under the banks. We want those 10 to 13 inch monsters that hide under the roots of box elder and cottonwood. So we angle our lines past their dens. We tease them as they shift in the dark. Our treble hooks spin behind the spoons. And then suddenly the chthonic creatures pump their tails. They bolt in greed. Their frowning barbed mouths snap over the metallic bait. Our poles jerk and shiver. And we don't throw these elemental monsters away. Let's eat them, Alethea shouts. And Dad and I agree. These are the fish that we are going to fry. Well, today we watch with the crowds as the donkey plods across the Kidron Valley. All of us are ecstatic. Jesus is here. The King has come. We wave our palms. We sing our songs. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And like children, we point to the tiny fish that Jesus has just reeled in on Palm Sunday. Fish! Fish! Yeah! Jesus is king! He's king! And now all of our problems are going to go away. All of our lives are going to be so much easier. Yes! We're all grins on the shoreline. The hard moments are going to pass. No more Roman soldiers. No more double shifts. No more hungry people paying taxes in Galilee. No more dead car batteries. No more worries about daycare payments. Jesus is going to fix all of our problems. But then Jesus takes that tiny little trout off the hook and throws it back into the water. Plunk. He announces himself king, but then he refuses to fry that fish. He storms the temple, casts out the money changers, but doesn't arm anybody for revolt. He doesn't take any steps to make our lives easier or more comfortable. Why am I still struggling, Jesus? Why isn't life more comfortable now that you're king? Jesus has bigger fish to fry. He's looking for the leviathans that wait beneath the riverbanks, that 13-inch rainbow called death, the 12.5 inch monster dubbed devil, and of course the fat 10-inch trout named sin. The donkey, the palm branches, the flare of excitement, It's all a silver spinner flashing through the current. And beneath the roots of the box elder and cottonwood, the unholy trio hovers in the dark, watching. Watching as Jesus rides into Jerusalem. They are hungry, these primal forces. Thousands of years they have gorged on flesh, kingdoms, and broken people. On you, me, and those we love. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, the children sing. And the great monsters shift in their pool. The tasty prize flickers before them. A new king announces his reign. Jesus angles the line past their den. The treble hook spins behind the spoon. 30 pieces of silver change hands. The chthonic creatures pump their tails. They bolt with greed. Their frowning barbed mouths snap and quarrel over the metallic bait. The master fisherman toys with them, tugging and reeling the line. Pilate washes his hands. Barabbas walks free. Death, devil, and sin are in a frenzy as the Roman bone whips do their due. Hail, King of the Jews! And now the lightning surges across Skull Hill. The dice roll. The thunder roars. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? The netherworlders gulp down the hook. And Jesus' fishing pole bucks, shivers, and jerks. Once, twice, thrice. The earth rolls and bucks as death, devil, and sin worry the line. It's like something out of a children's storybook. Three massive fish snagged on one treble hook. Three elemental evils snagged on a single cross. The centurion gapes beside Jesus. Truly, this was the Son of God. All of us adoring crowds on Palm Sunday like the tiny trout of our schedules and our plans. Fish! Fish! Yeah, fish! Life is going to be easier now. But Jesus has bigger fish to fry. He comes to catch death, devil, and sin. These monsters, these leviathans of the abyss, have sorrowed the world from time immemorial. They have eaten every people, every family, and every soul. Even now, they gulp at us. But Jesus, the master angler, rides to Jerusalem to hook them, to gut them, to fillet them, and to eat them himself. And on this Palm Sunday, Jesus has bigger fish to fry than our life plans. He rides into Jerusalem to catch your death, your devil, your sin. My death, my devil, my sin. He comes to hook, to gut, to fillet, and to eat the hellish forces that keep you and me from God. To keep us, those forces that keep us from life eternal. And as his donkey stomps over the coats and the palm fronds, Jesus reels in his spinner. His kingly bearing, his royal brow flashes into the recesses beneath the banks. His flesh tempts our evils, and the trio of elemental horrors cannot resist the bait. They swarm the treble hook of the divinity on the cross, and Jesus snags each one. The ancient Christians reveled in Jesus' fishing skills. St. Maximus the Confessor can hardly contain himself. The Lord, he says, the Lord mounted his flesh on the fishhook of his divinity as bait for the devil's deceit, so that the devil would take that flesh into his mouth and quiver convulsively on the hook of the Lord's divinity. St. John of Damascus agrees almost in a sing-song voice. Death approaches, he sings, and swallowing up the body as a bait is transfixed on the hook of divinity. And after tasting of a sinless and life-giving body, perishes. You and I are content with small fish. We want comfort and we want ease. Why doesn't Jesus use his kingly power to make my life a little bit easier? Why don't things always go my way? Because Jesus has bigger fish to fry. He is angling to get our bones out of the dirt. He's angling to gut the sins that deform us. He's angling to fillet the devil who tempts us. And strangely, as we eat those fish with him, the little trout, the inconveniences of our lives, they start looking smaller, smaller, and smaller compared to the salvation that Jesus brings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.